Good morning, Nerd Clan. Today we're doing a more traditional approach to Blake's Book Club. I'm in the car, and as we called it during the Outlander and Dragonfly and Amber series, driving in cars with Blake. I'm on my way to work. It is 6:30 in the morning. And I finally gave in and bought the version of Midnight Sun on Audible because I just feel like I haven't been going through the book fast enough. Reading it is great. I love reading it. I'm a big fan of hard copy things, DVDs, Blu-rays, CDs, tapes, records. I'm a big fan of physical media because it's something that you own. It's yours. No matter what happens, it's yours. And that's why I don't really like digital media, buying books, buying MP3s, because if, you lose your phone, or if you don't have power, or I don't know, it's just something that it's not yours. It doesn't feel like yours. It just feels like you're borrowing something, and I don't like that. Anyway, yeah, I just feel like I haven't been reading it fast enough because of work and kids and, you know, being a respectable partner and taking the time that I need to really give it its the book club its due. So I finally caved in and bought the Audible version so I can listen to it in the car as I drive to work or drive from work or drive wherever I'm going. And chat with you guys on the way. So, wow, look at that. There's a person driving a BMW right in front of me. They're waiting to take a left, and their license plate says Pearl J. So that's really cool. So we're talking today about Midnight Sun, chapter 16, The Knot. An interesting chapter. And it's funny, I think because for this particular chapter I was listening to the Audible version. By the way, the guy who reads the book on Audible sounds a lot like Jeremy Piven. I just noticed that. The reason why I bring this up is because, not Jeremy Piven, although that is funny, I bring up the Audible version is just because as it's being read to me, the stuff that Edward says in his POV sounds more and more ridiculous. It just sounds more and more emo with every passing sentence. Now, I think it was Laura on the last chapter who put a comment on it and on this, and she said that it doesn't sound like I'm enjoying reading this one. Let's hurry up and get to Voyager. It's not that I'm not enjoying reading this book. As I said in the chapter, I actually do enjoy reading it. I enjoy it because, again, I love the universe. I love the characters. I love... It feels like a warm blanket, almost, when you read it. The issue that I find with it is that it's very broody. I don't know how else to describe it. And I found the same issue with this chapter. It's broody to the point of, like, annoyance. It's like, oh my god, dude, how can you flagellate yourself? How can you keep beating yourself up about, like, this chapter in particular was again, maybe it's because it was being read to me. It just felt overly emo. It just felt like, oh, she's gonna hate me, and she's gonna see for the revulsion that she has for me, and that I'm the monster, and I like, what are we doing, dude?